that we sing, that he uses that on. Turn the guitar up. Okay, turn Ben's guitar up a little bit if you can't hear it out there. I'll quickly mention who we all are in case you haven't seen us in a while, or maybe you've never seen us, I don't know. Playing guitar and also outstanding banjo player. He's whatever instrument he happens to pick up, he does a great job with. He's a good musician and a great fella. Ben Eldridge on the banjo and guitar. This is the bass fiddle here. I assume you know that, and you probably also know that the gentleman playing it has been cited more times than just about anybody else as the outstanding picker on that instrument. He's the one and only Tom Gray on the bass fiddle. Now, this instrument over here, the one that being tuned up right now, you might not be as familiar with. It's not a real common instrument. It's kind of a cross between a guitar and a garbage can lid, if you have to really describe it. But I tell you, when it's in the hands of a master, it's capable of producing incredible music, and he is the master of the dobro, Mike Aldridge. The big guy with a little instrument over here. I'm speaking of the mandolin, that is.
You just ruined my night.
Also sporting the only flat top haircut left in America today.
One of the few with enough hair to wear it that way.
And little enough taste to wear it back.
But it's neat.
That's true.
He ran the vacuum over it just before I came here tonight, and it's looking spiffy. He's a great mandolin player, and my favorite tenor singer in bluegrass, the one and only John Duffy.
Thanks, you're all swell. And a regular guitar player couldn't make it. This guy was working on an air conditioner over at the motel. He's like, "Can you play any guitar?" "Yeah, a little." "Sing any?" "Meh," mumble. So we invited him over to play with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And also to join in with the band, too. I don't explain him, I just tell him. But he's just great at whatever he does. Mr. Phil Rosenthal. Thank you. you. I was just thinking of something during that number. I don't know if any of you in here have the album we put out called Live at the Cellar Door. Remember a little incident there in the background where somebody dropped the bottle? That was her. She's working here now. Okay. Now let's see. We probably got time for maybe two short ones or one long one.